Shalom to all. Today's office is Menachos Daf Samach Daled, and we are starting Samach Gimel Amud Beis about six lines up from the bottom with the words Amar Rabba. And today's office sponsor Lili Nishmas Marsh Mem Shar Bas Biyakam Moshe Hernish Shama should have an Aliyah. So we had two machleks in the Mishnah. First, between Rabbi Shmuel and the Chachamim regarding how much barley is cut on Shabbos for the Omer, and the second was between Rav Chanina Sgan HaKehanim and the Chachamim regarding how many people, sickles, and baskets were used on Shabbos. So now we're going to try to compare Shitas Rabbi Shmuel in the Mishnah to another Shita. So here's the first attempt. Amar Rabba tells us Rabbi Shmuel ben Shmuel Biyakam Abreika Amud Davar Echad. Rabbi Shmuel of our Mishnah and Rabbi Shmuel ben Ashur Rechem Breika, they say the same thing. Ditanya, we have a Braisa. Our Basar Shechalias B'Shabbos, when the 14th falls on Shabbos, this is regarding the 14th of Nisan, Erev Pesach, it fell out on Shabbos, so we're allowed to Shech the Karim Pesach. However, we have Machloikas regarding how much of it is allowed to be flayed, how much of the skin are we allowed to pull off. Especially as a Pesach Adachazed, did Rabbi Shmuel ben Ashur Rechem Breika, he holds that we're only allowed to flay the skin, we're only allowed to skin it up until the chest, that enables us to take out the insides, but no more than that is permitted. Or Zacham and Chum say, Achiavshes Kulai, the entire thing could be skin. Now, what do we see from here? Milay Amr Bishom Rechem Rechem Breika Hasam. Does Rabbi Shmuel Rechem Breika say over there? Kol Hechad Efshar Lo Tarchinon. As much as we're able to not be Matriach, we're going to make sure not to do that on Shabbos. And Hachanami Soto over here in our Mishnah, Kim De Efshar Lo Tarchinon. Since it's possible, we're not going to do a Tircha. Rabbi Shmuel had said in our Mishnah, on Shabbos, we're only going to harvest 3 saw of barley as opposed to 5 during the week. And that's because we're understanding it's less Tircha. And Rabbi Shmuel Rechem Rechem Breika seems to be saying the same thing. We're only going to do half of the Afshata. We're just going to skin it halfway in order to be able to get out the insides, but not any more than that. Ask the Gemara Mimai, who says is comparable. Dilma ad kalik amr Shmuel hacha. Maybe Shmuel only says what he does in our Mishnah is el delekim zayin kachim. That's because there's no bzayin of kachim. Aval hasam, but over there, the ikim zayin kachim, there's a bzayin of kachim. We have the carbon pesach, which is kachim, which is sitting there half skinned until Shabbos is over. That's a bzayin. Samach da haral meralaf on top. Aim lach kar abanus virilei. Maybe I'll tell you that Shmuel would agree to the rabban over there that the entire thing could be skinned. Inam alternatively, you could say that ad kalik amr Shmuel ben Shmuel rechem reka hasam. Maybe Rabbi Shmuel ben Shmuel rechem reka only says what he does over there that's half skinned, eldest avulate sarch gavaya. That's because we're only allowed to do what's absolutely necessary for gavaya, for Hashem, and vloit sarch chulei Shabbos, and we're not allowed to be mechal Shabbos to do more than that. So we're only allowed to half skin the animal in order to be able to take out the insides, and that's for a carbon. Avalacha, but over here in regards to carbon oimer, delois avulate sarch gavaya, that which is necessary for gavaya is not being done. Only 3 saw of barley is not sufficient. We would actually need 5 if it's sarch chulei Shabbos, and therefore we would have to be mechal Shabbos, a makrabon svirulei. Maybe Rabbi Shmuel ben Ashur Rechem Breika would hold like the Rabbanon, they were allowed to cut as much as necessary, and therefore maybe he would even say that 5 saw would be allowed to be cut on Shabbos. El Rabba, rather Rabbi suggests differently. Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Chanis Gan HaKehanim, Amr Dabar Echad, Rabbi Shmuel of the Reish of the Mishnah, Rabbi Chanis Gan HaKehanim of the Seif of the Mishnah, they really say the same thing, didn't they? What do we say in the Mishnah? Rabbi Chanis Gan HaKehanim, Omer, he says, B'Shabbos, thinks Rabbi Yachar Magal Echad B'Kupa Achas, on Shabbos, the Omer is harvested just with one person, using obviously one sickle and one basket, U'Bechal, during the week, B'Shalish is harvested with 3 people, that means a total of B'Shalish Kupas, 3 baskets, B'Shalish Magalis, and 3 sickles. V'Chamrim, where's the Chamim say, Echad Shabbos V'Chachal, both during Shabbos and the week, B'Shalish Kupas, B'Shalish Magalis, 3 people, 3 baskets, 3 Magalis. Now, Mila Kamar B'Chinis Kanakanim Hasam, does B'Chinis Kanakanim over there say, Kimin to Efshur Loitar Chinon, this is possible to be able to do what we need to do. We're not Matriach, and therefore we only have one person doing on Shabbos and not 3. Hachanami here too, in Shitas Rabbi Shmuel of the Rish in the Mishnah, Kimin to Efshur Loitar Chinon, since it's possible to bring the Omer with 3 saw barley, we're not Matriach, and therefore we don't cut 5. Seems to be saying the same thing. Once again, the Gemara says we might. Who says it's a good comparison? Maybe Rishmol only says this over here in the Reisha El Deleka Resume Milsa. That's because there's no piersum. This is not like a well-known thing. It's not going to create publicity if 5 saw is cut as opposed to 3. Aval Hasan, but over there, in regards to how many people are doing the harvesting, the Ikar Resume Milsa, there is piersum over there. There is publicity. Amik Rabbanon Svirlei. I might say that he would hold like the Rabbanon that actually 3 people should do the harvesting. And the reason why we want piersum is because there was a sect of Jews known as the Baisusim who misinterpreted the Pasuk regarding the Omer. It says in the Torah, Mimachras HaShabbos. And the Chum explained this to mean the day after the 15th of Nisan, which is the first day of Pesach, as opposed to the Baisusim explaining Mimachras HaShabbos to mean on Sunday. And we actually find historically that they're always trying to mess things up so that it was done on Sunday. And therefore it's possible that in order to publicize that it's not like the Baisusim, Rabbi Shmuel the Mishnah would actually agree to the Chachamim the Seifa that it's actually harvested with 3 people, 3 baskets, 3 sickles. As there's no riot from that standpoint. Inami, alternatively, we could say that Akalikam Rabbi Chanin's Kanakanim Hasam, maybe Rabbi Chanin's Kanakahanim only says that in the Sefer of the Mishnah that's done with one person, Dibachad, Ibishloisha, Tsarkavai Mesav Kel Chasai. If you're doing it with one person or 3, that which is necessary for the carbon is being done, Lahalacha, it's being done properly, and therefore there's no reason to have it done with 3 people, 1 is sufficient. Aval Hacha, but over here in the Reisha, Dloisavad Kel Chasai Tsarkavai, that if you only use 3 saw of barley, he might say that that's not considered doing it properly, Ema Krabon and Svirle, I might say way the Rav Chaim Sganei Kohanim would agree to the Rabbanon that we harvest as much needs to be harvested, and so maybe he would actually hold that 5 saws should be harvested on Shabbos. And therefore, that's another way of looking at it to say that Rabbi Shmuel and Rav Chaim Sganei Kohanim are not saying the same thing. Here's a third attempt, Elam Ravashi. Rather, Ravashi says, Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Yaisi, Amr Davar Echad, Rabbi Shmuel of the Mishnah and Rabbi Yaisi say the same thing. Then we have a Mishnah that talks about Kiddush HaChodesh. We know that before Hillel HaShani had set the calendar as we have it nowadays, the way they determined which day was Rosh Chodesh was Alpi Re'iyah. 2 Adim would see the brand new moon and they'd come to Beis Din and testify about it. And then based off what they said and all the questions were asked to them and how they answered it, Beis Din would say, okay, now it's Rosh Chodesh. As the Mishnah tells us, Bein Shenir Ba'alil, Bein Shelo Nir Ba'alil, whether the moon was seen very clearly or if it wasn't seen clearly, Mechal and Olav Shabbos, Adim who saw the moon are allowed to be Mechal Shabbos in order to come to Beis Din to tell them about it. Whereas Rabbi Yossi argues and says, Im Nir Ba'alil, if it was seen very clearly, Ein Mechal and Olav Shabbos, one's not to be Mechal Shabbos. That's because the Beis Din themselves for sure saw it, so there's no reason for other people to Mechal Shabbos to come to Beis Din to tell them about the moon when we know that for sure Beis Din saw it anyway. Now, Mila Amar Biyasi Hasam, isn't Rabbi Yossi over there saying, Kim Da'af Shalai Tarchinon, since it's possible to accomplish what we need to, which is Kiddush HaChodesh, we're not allowed to be Matriach, we're not allowed to be Mechal Shabbos. And Hachanami, it's the same thing over here with Rabbi Shmuel and our Mishnah, Kim Da'af Shalai Tarchinon, since it's possible to accomplish getting as much flour as we need for the Omer with just 3 saw of barley, so we're not going to be Matriach, and we're not allowing him to cut 5 saw of barley. So it seems to be they're saying the same thing. Once again, the Gemara tells us that no, Mimai, who says it's a good comparison? Dilma Akan Lekam Rabbi Shmuel Hacha, maybe Rabbi Shmuel only says it over here, El Dilekanim Sa'at Machshin Lasid Lavai. That's because there's no Michshol, there's no stumbling block that's going to come later on. If we say only 3 saw of barley allowed to be cut on Shabbos, it's not going to cause any issues later on. Aval Hasam, but over there, in regards to Kiddush HaChodesh, didn't say Sa'at Machshin Lasid Lavai, that's going to turn out that if you tell them, don't come to Beis Din, don't be Mechal Shabbos, and tell them about the moon, that might be Machshol them in the future, because another month they might see the moon again, and they're going to tell themselves, look, last time we saw the moon, they told us not to come, so we're not going to come this time either. And it could be that new time that they saw the moon, actually, they were the only ones that saw it, and Beis Din didn't see it. So that's going to come out to be a big michshol. Then Rosh Chodesh is going to come out on the wrong day. So Eimak, Rabbanon Svirle, I might say the Rosh Chodesh would actually agree to the Rabbanon, and since the michshol might come from it, we will be Mechal Shabbos, even though it might seem unnecessary. You know, I mean, alternatively, we could say, I can't look on Rabbi Yossi Hassam, Rabbi Yossi himself only says it over there, El Delekat Tzarech Kavaya. That's because it's not considered Tzarech Kavaya. Kiddush HaChodesh is not a carbon. Carbon is called Tzarech Kavaya, but Kiddush HaChodesh is not Tzarech Kavaya, and therefore V'loi Nitna Shabbos L'Dachais. We're not allowed to be Mechal Shabbos. Aval Hacha, but over here in regards to the Omer, the Ikot Tzarech Kavaya, it is for Kavaya, it's for a carbon Omer, V'Nitna Shabbos L'Dachais, and we are Daich HaShabbos anyway, because either which way we're going to be cutting barley for the Omer, Eimak Rabbanon Svirulei, I might say the Rabbi Yossi holds like the Rabbanon, that however much barley is necessary to be cut, that's how much we're going to do, and therefore it's possible that Rabbi Yossi would actually argue with Rabbi Shmuel and hold that 5 saw of barley should be cut, and that there's no reason to limit it to 3. And so here's another way of looking at it, that actually Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Shmuel are not necessarily saying the same thing. Now the Gemara continues with this topic regarding one being allowed to do something on Shabbos, but then messing up. Itmar was stated, Shachat Shtei Chatos Shel Tzibur, let's say he shechted 2 Karbonos Chatos of the Tzibur, but Ve'en Tzarech Halachas, only 1 was needed. For example, it's Shabbos, that's also Yom Tov, so we know that 1 Karbon Chatos needs to be brought for Yom Tov, so he's allowed to shechted on Shabbos because it's a Karbon for Yom Tov, but he's only allowed to shecht 1 and he ended up shechting 2. So Amar Rabba, Vitim Rab Ami, Rabba says, and some say it was Rab Ami who said the following, Chayv al Shnia, he's chayv for shechting the second one, Upatar al Rishayna, and he's potter for shechting the first one. Vafilim is chaper le bashnia, even if he only ended up receiving the kabara from the second one, because let's say the blood of the first one spilled, so they ended up using the blood of the second one. So really the kabara came about from the second one. Vafilim is Rishayna Khusha, even if the first one turned out to be weak and thin and scrawny, and we know that you're not supposed to bring such a karbon, because the Pasuk tells us, Hakriveyu nal pechasecha, would you bring such a thing for your governor, for the ruler? You wouldn't bring a scrawny, skinny karbon to him, so you can't bring such a thing for Hashem. So even if the first one turned out to be Khusha, so anyway, really, you should have brought the second. That doesn't make a difference. Once the first karbon was shechted, that's the one that he's allowed to shecht, and he's chayiv for shechting the second one. Ask the Gemara, Miyam Rabba Hachi, does Rabba really say this? V'am Rabba says, Hayu lufanu shtei chatos, if there's 2 karbonos chatos that have to be brought, and again, these are chatos that a tzibur we're supposed to bring, so it's Daicha Shabbos, and Achas Shemin of Achas Khusha, one of them is Shamein, it's fat, it's gezunt, it's geshmak, and the other one is weak and scrawny. Shachat Shmina, if he shechted the fat one first, v'acha shachat Chusha, and after he shechted the skinny one, chayv is chayv for that second one, and Chusha v'acha Shmina, if he shechted the kachosh one first, and then he shechted the fat one, potter, he's potter for doing that. And actually, v'loy, oh, not only that, el sha'imrim loy, actually we would tell him, lichat chila, have Shmina lichat chila ushchait, that you should actually come and bring that fat one and shecht it. I mean, even after he shechted the first one, which is skinny and scrawny, since we see the second fat, juicy one sitting here, we're going to tell him, you know what, bring the second one and shecht it, and that's even though it's Shabbos. So we see clearly from here that Rabbah holds that he's not chayv for shechting the second one if it turns out to be better. The Gemara answers, you're right. Either we can answer some kechusha mekamaisa. This original limud from Rabbah, actually the word kechusha should be taken out, meaning when this first memor was said in the name of Rabbah, and it says that he's chayv for shechting the second one, even if it's kechusha, take out the word even if the first one's kechusha. Alternatively, we can answer, hahi, Rab Ami Amra. Actually, that first memor was said by Rab Ami and not by Rabbah. We had said that either it was Rabbah or it was Rab Ami, but now according to this, that we have a beferish memor from Rabbah that if the first one was skinny, the second one, which is fat, should actually chatchil be shechted, and he's definitely not going to be chayv for it, so it must be that first memor was not Rabbah. We now ask a question based off what we just said in Shitas Rabbah, that if the first animal, which was a kachosh, was shechted, and then we look at the second animal and see that it's shamein, and so Rabbah tells us, you know what, lechatchila, you should go and shech that second animal because that's really the better karbon, and he's putter for shechting the first one. So what about if he didn't know this? Let's say he didn't know that the first animal is kachosh, and he shechted the second animal anyway, and later on it turned out that the first animal is actually kachosh, and we're going to see how that's possible right now. So let's say the first one was found to be skinny in the insides, which means on the outside, externally, it looked like the first one was perfectly okay, but after they shechted it and then opened it up, they found that it was considered kachosh, it was skinny, it was lean, it was scrawny, it wasn't a geshmak gezunta karbon, and this was discovered only after the second one was shechted. Mahu, what's the din? Is he putter? Because it turns out that the second one was really the one he should have shechted, or not? And what are the two sides to it? Basar machshavta is lean on. Do we go basar his machshava, megavali sur kamachavin, and this person intended for Isser? He already shechted the first one, and so for all intents and purposes, as much as he knew, he was not allowed to shech the second one, because again, he thought that the first one was perfectly fine, but he shechted the second one anyway, so his machshava shows that he wanted to do an Isser, and therefore he's chai for shechting the second one, even though again, it turned out that the first one wasn't really a good karbon. Maybe we go after what he actually did, and since at the end of the day, it turned out that the first karbon was kachosh, and so really he should have shechted the second one anyway, and that should have been the only one that he shechted, so perhaps he's putter, even though again, he didn't know this from the beginning. So Amar Vashi told him, this is what Rabbi Rava said, the Itmar was stated, let's say a person heard that a child was drowning, and this fellow didn't really care, he spread out some nets to catch some fish, and he brought up some fish, catching them on Shabbos, he's chai for that, whereas Lahalo's dogim, if he spread his nets to catch fish, and he ended up catching fish, and this child was drowning, wonderful, so Rava Amar chayv, Rava Amar patar, Rava says he's chayv, Rava says he's patar, and v'adkan Rava loika patar, it's only up until here the Rava says the fellow is patar, elakim deshama amrina nami dat yatinik, it's because since this fisherman had heard that the child was drowning, so we automatically assume that his das, while he was fishing was, he's also going to hopefully be able to catch the kid who's drowning, and obviously saving a drowning child on Shabbos is permitted, and that's why he wouldn't be chayv. Avaloi shama, loy, but if he didn't know about this, if he didn't know that the child was drowning, there was a whole commotion on the beach, he wasn't really paying attention, and he just spread out his nets to catch some fish, as so he was completely intending just to do an isser of catching fish on Shabbos, and also happened to be that he saved the child, it's mashma Rabbah would say that he's chayiv, because he didn't know that he was doing something permitted and had no intention, and so it seems to be that his machshava, his intention, his kavana, that's what counts over here, and so technically it would be the same thing in the case of the karbon. He shechted the first one, which he did not know was kachosh, and then he shechted the second one, and it turns out after the shechita the second one that really the first one was kachosh. Well, he would be chayv for that because when he shechted the second one, he didn't know that the first one was kachosh, and so he only intended for an isser of shechting the second one when he doesn't need to, so he'd be chayv. Now, Vekadam Rishom say Amr Lei that Rav Ashi had told Ravina, Hainu Pluktai the Rabbi of Rava, this is Machlek's Rabbi and Rava. How so? The Itmar was stated, he heard that a child was drowning, and he spread his nets to catch fish, and he ended up catching fish, and that's it. Chayv, so he's chayv for catching fish on Shabbos. Whereas Lahalo is dogim, if he intended to catch fish, and ended up catching both the fish and child, so Rabbi Amar Potter, Rabbi says he's Potter because he ended up saving the child, which is fine. Whereas Rav Amar Chayiv, Rabbi says he's Chayiv. Rabbi Amar Potter, Rabbi says he's Potter. What do we see from here? Zil Basar Maisov. We follow what he actually did. And since he caught a child and saved him, which is 100% permitted on Shabbos, so he's Potter, even though he also ended up catching fish. Whereas Rav Amar Chayiv, Rabbi says he's Chayiv. Zil Basar Machshavtoi. We follow what his Machshava was, and his Machshava was only to catch fish. He also happened to have caught the child, but he intended only to catch the fish, and therefore he's Chayiv. So according to this version, it's actually Machloikas Rabbi and Rava. Do we go Basar his Machshava or do we go Basar his Maisa? A similar memory regarding Shabbos, Amar Rabbi tells us, Chayli Shamad Lugaris Achas, we have a Chayli, he's very sick, we have to save him. And the doctors estimated, they evaluated, they assessed him that he just needs one Gagaris, one fig. Virotsu Asar Bene Adam, Viyu Asar Gagaris Bas Achas, and 10 people ran. They ended up bringing 10 figs at once. They all had to be Machal Shabbos to do it, during their Pater. And Vafil Bazachar Zeh, even if they brought them one after another, they're still all putter. Afilu katam vehivri barishayna, even if the person ended up getting healthier by the first fig that was brought to him, and still nine more people are running in with their figs, not a problem. This is all considered part of the same act of trying to save this person. Now, by Rava, Rava asks as follows, what about the following situation? Chaylish amadlu shtei gregaris. Let's say they evaluated a sick person needs two figs on Shabbos. V'yesh shtei gregaris b'shnei uktin, and there's two figs on two different stems, so we have to do two malachos of cutting them off the tree, or v'shalish b'oketz achas. We have another stem of figs on the tree that has three figs attached to one stem. Haminah ma'asinon, which one should we bring to the sick person? Shtei ma'asinon d'chazulei. Do we bring him the two because he only needs two? Idel ma'shalish ma'asinon d'kamata k'tzira. Maybe we bring him the three because we're doing less malacha. We're only cutting one stem or one twig off of the tree that happens to have three figs on it. We're still doing less malacha. And the answer is, pshita, shalish ma'asinon. It's obvious that we're going to bring the one stem that has three figs on it. On top, the Akalik Amr B'Shmol Hasan, because B'Shmol only says over there in our Mishnah that we use less barley. We only have three saw on Shabbos. That's because when we limit the amount of food, meaning when we're limiting the amount of barley that we're harvesting, we're also limiting the amount of malacha of harvesting that's being done, which is fantastic, but we're still coming out with the same result of Nisarna fine flour. But over here, if we're going to be limiting the amount of food that we're getting, meaning if we're only going to get two figs and not three, we're actually increasing the amount of malach of katsir that's being done because we have to cut off two individual figs from the tree, and therefore, vade shalash meisinon, for sure in this case, we're going to bring the three figs because only one malach of katsir is necessary for these three, as opposed to when bringing two, we need two malachas of katsir. So that's the obvious answer in this situation. We go on to the next Mishnah, which continues discussing the Omer. Mitzvah Omer lohavim min akarav. The mitzvah is to bring the Omer, the barley, from a place close to Yerushalayim. However, loy bikar karav Yerushalayim, if the barley which is close to Yerushalayim hasn't fully ripened yet, so then Mivina Isa Mikomal can bring it from any place. And actually, Maaseh Shebo Omer Gagai Strifin, there's one time that the Omer was brought from this place called Gagai Strifin, which is very far away from Yerushalayim, and Ushtei Alechem, because Ein Socher, the Ushtei Alechem, which was brought in Shavuos, the wheat for that was brought from the valley of Ein Socher, which is also far away from Yerushalayim. So first, the Gemara asked my time, why is that? Why is the barley for the Omer have to come from close to Yerushalayim? So either you could say Mishum Carmel, because the Carmel, the Pasuk actually calls the barley of the Omer Carmel, which is usually translated as plump or juicy. And if it's going to be harvested far away from Yerushalayim, so because of the climate and the winds and the temperature and whatnot, by the time it gets brought to Yerushalayim, it's going to get all dried out and hard, and it's not going to be caramel, it's not going to be plump and juicy, so that's why it has to be brought from close to Yerushalayim. If you might say, well, alternatively, we could answer, Mishum de'in mavir al mitzvahs. We're not allowed to pass over a mitzvah. Over here, it's not actually a mitzvah, just walking by barley. It means passing by the opportunity of a mitzvah. You're able to do a mitzvah right now by cutting the barley right now, so why are you walking further away if you could do it right here? That's the second reason why it has to be from close to Yerushalayim. We quote the Mishnah now, Maaseh Shebo Omer Gagai Strifin. There's a story that the Omer came from Gagai Strifin, which is far away from Yerushalayim. And here's a little bit of the background. Tanar Bano, we have a Braisa, Kshetzaru Malchai Beis Chashmonai Zal Zeh, when the kings of Beis Chashmonai were fighting with each other and besieging each other. Vayu Hyrcanus b'chutz, Vayu Aristobulus b'fnim, and Hyrcanus was outside and Aristobulus was inside. These were great-great-grandsons of Matasyo Kohen Gadol from the story of Chanukah. And when their father died, their mother took over the rule. And then after their mother died, it really should have gone to the firstborn son, Hyrcanus. But Aristobulus, the second son, didn't want to give in. And so there was this fight, who's going to be the king? And according to this version, Hyrcanus was outside, Aristobulus was inside. That means inside Yerushalayim. And b'chol yom v'yom ha'im shal shalahem dinar b'kupa. Every single day, the ones inside Yerushalayim would lower a basket of dinar over the wall, umal lahem tamidin. And then the besiegers outside, they would put two tamidim inside so the karbanos could be brought. And ha'yisham zaken echot shayamak v'chachmas yivanis. There's a zaken inside Yerushalayim that knew chachmas yivanis. This doesn't mean the Greek language. It was some sort of chachma that only the aristocracy knew. And laws lahem chachmas yivanis. He like sign motioned or hinted to the people outside in Chachmas Yivanis so that no one could understand him. Amar Lahen, he told them, as long as they're doing the Avodah in the Beis HaMikdash, they're not going to give it over to you. You're not going to be able to win. He was obviously a traitor. Even though he was inside Yerushalayim, he was really siding with the ones outside. And Lamach, the next day, the people inside Yerushalayim lower their dinar in the basket, and the people outside put a chazer in the basket instead of two lambs, two shepselach. And once it got halfway up the wall, this chazer stuck its nails into the wall of Yerushalayim, and his daza Eretz Yisrael arame is parsa. The whole Eretz Yisrael shook 400 by 400 parsois. And ba'isa shal amru, at that time the chamim said, "Ar shegadol chazer." First of all, curses one who raises chazirim, and second of all, "Ar shelamim by chachmas yivanis." Curses one who teaches his son chachmas yivanis, because this all came about from Zaken who knew chachmas yivanis. And ba'isa shal sheninu, it was at that time period that we learned in our mishnah the ma'isa shabal amru gagas srifin v'shtei alechem because in seicher that the amru ended up coming from this place called Gaga Srifin, and the Shtei Alechem came from this place called Bekas Ein Socher. Now, here's how that actually came about. Kimata Omer, when it came time to bring the carbon Omer, they didn't know where to bring the barley from. So, Achaz really made an announcement that anyone who knows where barley's grown, come and tell us. And also, Hukhersha, a mute person came along. He knew where there was barley, but he couldn't say it. And so, what did he do? Isav Chadi Yada Igra, he put one of his hands on a roof, and Chadi Yada Atsrifa, one hand he placed on a hut, which is actually some sort of teepee made out of willow branches, and Armalhu Mardechai. And it's machlek is whether it's referring to Mardechai of the Megillah or a different Mardechai, but either way, this Mardechai told them, Mieka Duchta, the Shma Gagas Srifin and Srifin Gagas, is there a place that its name is either Gagas Srifin or Srifin Gagas? And Badkovash Kechua, they checked into and they found that there was such a place called Gagas Srifin. And he had understood this from the fact that the person put one hand on a Gag and the other hand on a Srif. And similarly, Kibayla Su Shtei Alechem, when they wanted to bring the wheat for the Shtei Alechem, they didn't know where to bring it from. They didn't know where there was wheat growing. And Achzud made an announcement, if you know where there's wheat growing, come and tell us. And also, Gavr Chersha, a mute fellow came along. Isav Yadea Ene, he put one hand on his eye, Vachada Yada Asichra, and another hand on the Sichra, which is basically the hole in the door frame where they would bolt it. And Amalhu Mardechai, so Mardechai told them, Mieka Duchta Dishma Ein Seicher, Oi Seicher Ayin. Is there a place called Ein Seicher Seicher Ayin? Because he had put one hand on his eye and one hand on the Sichra, which is like Seicher. And Batkuv Ashchu, he checked into and they found that there was a place called Ein Seicher, and that's where the wheat came from. Now he continues causing his Mardechai, Hanu Shalish Nashim, there were three women, the Aisu Shalish Kinin, they came to the base of Mikdash to bring three kinim, bird pairs of karbanos, and Chada Amr, one of them said, Lizivasi, this is for my ziva. Chada Amr, the other one said, Liyamasi, this is for my yam. And Chada Amr, Loinasi, the other one said, this is for my aina. And Savar Mina, the Chum thought that what are they referring to? Zivasi, Zava Mamish. When she said, this is Lizivasi, that's for her zava, meaning she was Zava Gdaila, so she has to bring a bird pair. And when the woman said, Liyamasi, that means Liyamasi Mamish. Yamasi means my sea, in other words, referring to the fact that she was a Zava Gdaila and she was flowing blood like a sea. And also when the woman said La'ainasi, that means La'ainasa for her time. That's also referring to the fact that she was Zavag Daila. And the reason why she was using Lashon of Aina, set time, is because on the eighth day of her count, that's when she brings this carbon. And therefore, this tells us, Dekulu Chada Chatzis Chada Aila. All these women that were bringing these pair of birds, one of them is a Chatzis, one of them is an Aila, because they were all the same carbon, they're all for the fact that each woman was a Zavag Daila. However, Amalu Mardechai, Mardechai told them, Shema Bezaiv Sikna. Maybe when she said Zivasi, she was trying to say that she was endangered because of Zayv, meaning she had so much bleeding coming from her that she was actually in danger and she got saved from that, and that she had made a nether that if she gets saved from this, she's going to bring a pair of birds, and that means that both of them are going to be an Ayla, not one's an Ayla and the other one's a Chatas. Furthermore, Shema Biyam Sikna. Maybe when she said Liyamasi, this is for my sea, she meant to say that she actually crossed the sea and she was in danger and that she was going to bring these two birds as karbanos. And by the last one as well, Shema Be'ina Sikna. Maybe when she said Ainasi, she meant to say Einasi, my eye, that she had some sort of danger with her eye, and that this is also a nether that she's going to bring two birds, which are going to be an Ayla, not an Ayla and a Chatas. And that tells us the Kulu Aylas Nenhu, that all these birds are going to be Aylas, and not one is an Ayla, one is a Chatas. And Baduk Vashkech actually checked into this by asking the women, and they found that what Mordechai said was correct. And actually, Samachem Ward Alpha on the top, behind the nine, this is an understanding of a Mishnah, Maseches Shkalim. It lists a whole bunch of different people who had specific jobs in the Beis HaMikdash, and it tells us that Psachya ala Kinin, a person named Psachya, he was in charge of the Kinim of the bird pairs. And Zem Mordechai, this Psachya is Mordechai. Why was his name Psachya? Because he was able to open up different things and darshan them, meaning when things were confusing, we didn't understand, we weren't so sure what's being referred to, Psachya, Mordechai, he was able to open them and understand really what was going on, like we just had in this story. And also, he knew 70 languages. Asking more, hold on, Kul Sanhedrin Ami Yadi Shivim Lashon. All the Sanhedrin knew 70 languages. This is not a Chedesh. The Amar Biyachan, Biyachan said, Ein Mashivim Sanhedrin. We're not allowed to point somebody as a member of the Sanhedrin, Ella, Bali Chachma, the person's very wise, Bali Mara, they'd have to be very good looking, Bali Kaima, they'd have to be very tall, that actually instills fear in the people who are coming to be judged, and that would help prevent them from lying, Bali Zikna, they also have to be men of age, Bali Kshafim, they have to know how to deal with witchcraft. That's the Sanhedrin Paskins, that somebody has to be killed, and the person tries to get out of it by using witchcraft, the Sanhedrin is going to be able to counteract that, and V'yoydim Shivim Lashon, they have to know 70 languages. Why is that Shalaitei Sanhedrin Shemaz V'Pia Turgamon? So Sanhedrin doesn't hear from an interpreter. If you have some Chinese Yidden coming to the base of Mikdash, and we have to bring somebody to translate the words from Chinese to Lashon HaKodesh, so perhaps Bezin is going to paskin incorrectly because it's not a perfect translation, and therefore they have to know all the 70 languages in order to be able to hear directly from the person who's in front of them. So it's not a chiddush that Mordechai knew 70 languages. Why is it that we're calling him Psachy because of that? And the answer is, El Dahava Bail Lishnei Vidarish, that's because he was able to mix up languages and darshanit. In other words, it's not just that he understood 70 languages. He understood when there was a mush of languages in one sentence, he still was able to understand it. As we said over here, Gaga Srifin or Ein Secher, one of these words is Lashon HaKodesh, the other one is Aramaic, and still he was able to understand that. And that was unique to him. And Vayim Dechsev Mardechai, Bilshan, that's also what's said about Mardechai, Bilshan. We have Pesukim in Ezra Nechemiah, which lists Mardechai and also calls him Bilshan. And Bilshan is Lashon of Bayal Lishne, that he's able to mush languages together and still understand them. We're going to stop here for the day and pick up tomorrow, continue to discuss the Omer. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.